This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials in Ukraine's capital say that most of Kyiv's power supply has been restored as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting the country's critical infrastructure. The World Health Organization reports disease outbreaks are surging in the Greater Horn of Africa. Tens of millions of people are food insecure, and the number of malnourished children is the highest in years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Most countries in the region, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Uganda, are battling the worst drought in 40 years, while Sudan and South Sudan are dealing with mammoth flooding. The World Health Organization reports these climate-related disasters, as well as conflict, have caused hunger to soar in the region. WHO Incident Manager for the Health Crisis in the Greater Horn of Africa, Lisbeth Elbrecht, says 48 million people are facing crisis levels of food insecurity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
California banking regulators on
GOP
Friday
wants to slap.
Decided to quickly close and startup-focused leader SVB Financial Group, the largest bank failure since the financial crisis. A sudden collapse had prompted the global banking sector to shed billions in market value. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Silicon Valley Bank, lender to some of the biggest names in the tech industry, the bank's collapse reverberated across global markets.
At least so far, this is not 2008.
Alexander Yoakum, an equity research analyst at CFRA Research, explains.
Silicon Valley Bank is a little bit different than most banks, right? So they cater to venture capitalists and private equity firms. Because last year and this year, funding has really fallen off a cliff. Now some customers want some money.
Yeah, it's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. This is VOA News. China on Saturday named Li Xiong, a close confidant of top leader Xi Jinping, as the country's next premier, nominally in charge of the world's second-largest economy, now facing some of its worst prospects in years. Li was nominated by Xi and appointed to the position at Saturday morning session of the National People's Congress, China's ceremonial parliament. That came a day after 69-year-old Xi secured a norms-breaking third five-year term as state leader, settling him up to possibly rule for life. Colombia's president has vowed to negotiate peace or surrender deals with rebels and crime gangs and to fully implement a previous accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, signed in 2016. He made some progress on Friday. VOA's Marissa Melton explains how.
Colombia's government and the left-wing ELN guerrilla group took the first steps toward a bilateral temporary ceasefire, according to the heads of their delegations at peace talks on Friday, as they closed their second cycle of negotiations in Mexico City. The ELN is Colombia's oldest remaining rebel group, and talks are the cornerstone of efforts by leftist President Gustavo Petro, himself once a member of the now demobilized M19 insurgents, to bring total peace to Colombia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Thousands of people are under evacuation orders in Northern California with flooding from the latest atmospheric river. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Santa Cruz County is one of the areas hard hit by this latest burst of storms called the Pineapple Express. In SoCal, Nick Malenta tells KGO-TV a flooded creek destroyed a portion of Main Street.
I've never seen the creek go actually through the road, so it's just nuts to see, you know, it's really crazy.
Dozens of homes are under threat in Watsonville, and Lake Oroville spillways are being opened to head off flooding from the reservoir. In the Bay Area, a business roof collapsed, killing a worker at a Pete's Coffee distribution center. Roads are reported washed out in Central California, and several public parks, including Sequoia and Kings Canyon, are closed to visitors due to the heavy rain. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico authorities say that three women have not been heard from since they traveled from Texas into Mexico 2 weeks ago. Police chief say that the women crossed the border to sell clothes at a Mexican flea market on February 24th. Two are sisters and one is a friend. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.